Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac, this date in history, birthdays, all part of the fun here, of course. It is fun, isn't it, Neil?
One of the greatest, you know, times of my life, I have to say.
Yeah, it is. Right here. This is going to, you're going to put this on your headstone.
Mm-hmm.
The epitaph is going to say, here lies a man who was a part of the Bob Almanac. Right?
It's certainly.
Hopefully your headstone is big enough to put all that on there.
I'll make sure it is.
Wednesday, April 27th, 117th day of the year, 248 days left to go. 1521, you know, Douglas MacArthur, he made a promise to the Filipinos. He said, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, for Ferdinand Magellan, the Filipinos made sure that he would never be back.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
He was killed on this date. Magellan, he's got some straits named after him. He was trying to circumnavigate the globe, and his crew did. The ones that survived, he did not.
Right.
Sadly, he was killed by natives in Philippines. They just got tired of his act, I'm sure.
It was
just, you know, they were friendly with him initially, and then after a while, they just got tired of him. And they said, you're out of here. That was a state 1521. How about 1865, the end of the Civil War? And this was sad because more than 1,400 people were killed. You heard of the steamship Sultana?
Oh, yeah.
It exploded en route to Cairo, Illinois. It was carrying some 2,300 passengers. 1,400 were killed. Many of them were Union soldiers returning home.
Whoa.
From the Civil War.
That is sad.
1865.
Must have been a
problem in the engine room, Neil.
God, you finally...
Something with the boiler.
Get through a living hell of the Civil War, and then you get killed going home. That is
on
tough.
A boat.
That is rough.
And now this.
Albania, Albania, you border on the Adriatic. Your land is mostly mountainous, and your chief export is chrome.
Oh, he's going to ace the test. Sam Malone is going to ace the test. I think what's great about that is how Coach, when he says, you're mostly mountainous. He looks up to the sky like he's looking at a mountain. It's genius. So Albania on this date, Geraldine Opinyi, who was an American woman, married King Zog. Oh, God. No, Zog.
Mm-hmm.
King Zog of Albania. A first American woman ever to become queen of Albania. We forget about Geraldine, but that's quite an accomplishment.
That is. That is very impressive.
1953, we have to remember the accomplishment of one classy Freddie Blassie.
Because you take a look at all these pencil neck geeks out here, and that's just what they are. They're looking at the greatest wrestler in the business today.
Neil, have you ever been called a pencil neck geek?
I might have.
Probably should have been.
Yeah.
At least a few times.
Yeah.
I know I take pride in it. Freddie Blassie coined the term. First one ever to utter those words altogether. Mm. People have said pencil. People have said neck. People had used the word geek many times, probably for centuries prior to this. But he was the first one to ever put them together and call somebody a pencil neck geek. He actually recorded a song called Pencil
Neck
Geek.
That's right.
Geek.
Oh, yeah.
Classy Freddie Blassie. One of the great wrestling managers. Not quite Bobby Heenan, but still,
but
he's
close.
In a class of his own, very high up there.
He's
that
up
was
there.
In 53. 65, our patent of the day.
New Pampers soak up wetness like a sponge. With all the new padding and the Stay Dry lining, they'll help keep babies drier than ever. I'm going to use them all the time for the twins.
Give your baby a drier bottom with new super absorbent Pampers, the most absorbent Pampers ever made.
Yeah. Do we blame some of climate change on Pampers? Disposable diapers?
Maybe, but can you imagine if you invested early on in that?
Would have been a good idea. Would have been a good idea. You know, Pampers so absorbent. I mean, even in the heat, when I was living in Mississippi, the heat and the humidity, we would put like three Pampers out on the table. Open them up and they would soak all the humidity.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's absorbent, Neil.
It is.
Extra absorbent. That was 65. This happened in 86 in the news.
32 minutes past midnight Sunday morning, HBO viewers east of the Mississippi suddenly had their movie, The Falcon and the Snowman, interrupted with this silent message printed over color bars. Good evening, HBO, from Captain Midnight. $12.95 a month? No way. Showtime Movie Channel, beware.
Yeah, so Captain Midnight, how dare he interrupt that film? Never heard of it. What is it called? Something in the Snowman?
Falcon and the Snowman?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a bunch of code words there. The Falcon has landed and the Snowman stands alone.
I remember the name. I don't remember.
Yeah, but Captain Midnight, he was protesting that HBO costs $12.95 a month. What is it now a month on the DirecTV?
I don't know.
Is it still about that?
I would say.
I know streaming services are somewhere in that vicinity.
Right.
Depending on which one you got. But Captain Midnight, forever. His real name was John R. McDougal. They found him. They prosecuted him. He could no longer, he could never, ever have cable the rest of his life. That's what he was sentenced to.
Wow.
Sentenced to a life of rabbit ears, Neil. Could you handle that?
No.
Certainly not. 1994.
Fly ball left field. Alex Cole coming in. Meter's going out. Cole has it. Erickson has his no-hitter.
No-hitter. Scotty Erickson beat the Brewers. It was really never in doubt. It was 6-0 at the Metrodome with Dick Bramer on the call.
Yeah.
That was before we traded him to Baltimore for Scott Klingenbeck. You were a big Scott Klingenbeck. You thought he was going to be the ace and take this team back to the promised land when we traded Scott Erickson for Scott Klingenbeck. No?
I don't recall that, no. I don't recall thinking that.
2005 in the news.
As spectators celebrated its takeoff, the maiden flight of the giant A380 was a technological achievement. The plane had a crew of six and carried 22 tons of test equipment.
I tell you what, the Airbus A380... That's a big plane.
That is a big one.
That's double-decker all the way up and down the length of the fuselage. You know, 747 is big, but that only has double-deck like in the front part.
Right.
This is double-deck from front nose to the tail. 550 passengers on long-haul flights. It was about $15 billion to design and build. And I don't know if they're in service today. There's a big story about some big plane was supposed to be the biggest airliner that got destroyed in some of the Russian bombing with Ukraine. And their attack and invasion of Ukraine, there was some plane that was destroyed there.
Okay.
But the Airbus A380 made its debut on this day, 2005. 2006, in Fiji, Keith Richards had to be admitted to a hospital. He reportedly suffered a head injury. He got a mild concussion when he fell out of a palm tree.
Well, that would fit for him, I guess.
Do you think he was on any chemicals at the time?
I would almost guarantee something was involved.
He had heard of a guy from Fiji by the name of Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Sure.
And heard how he would go to the top of trees, much like the top of a cage. And he would jump. And I think that's what Keith Richards, I think that was the inspiration for that. But he was okay, and he's still going strong today. He's going to live to be, what, 300?
Wouldn't shock any of us.
I mean, his skin right now is impenetrable.
Right.
If they want to give him any kind of a shot, they need to do it different. They need to find another orifice because you can't poke anything through that skin. That Keith Richards, those jokes, they just never get old. 2006. And then 2016, it was announced that Prince's Paisley Park there in Chanhassen would be turned into a museum. It was his home and studio and the whole deal there, but it's been since turned into a museum in Chanhassen in his honor. And they announced that in 2016, and I am also announcing that I'm going to go for the first time to Paisley Park.
You even go check it out.
With the in-laws, despite the fact that listen to this, Neil, and I should have mentioned it yesterday when we had the King of Queens mention, but my in-laws say they don't think Jerry Stiller is funny.
What?
I know. Both me and my wife had that same reaction. I've barely uttered a word to them since.
Well, that's
and
harsh.
You'll also be stunned. You won't be talking to them either when you find out they don't think the Three Stooges are funny.
Well, there's a hanging offense.
I almost called somebody to get them out of the state.
We're gonna
run them out to the state line they go.
Let's remember what state they're from.
Mississippi.
And how do they stack up academically?
Not as well as we do here.
Right.
And I do remind my wife of that many times.
And your wife is a very sharp lady.
Although, I know. So when I took her out of Mississippi, I made that state considerably dumber.
Right.
So that was just, and other people out there, you know, I'm not, you know, we're making fun of Mississippi. I lived there for 2 years. I got family.
Yeah.
Just,
you can.
Exactly.
Right.
I guess I can. That's a disclaimer for you there. A lot of fine people. I enjoyed my time down there. Good food, good music, and good times.
There you go.
All right, birthdays now.
There's trouble in my mind. I can't find the right lines. Get to you somehow.
One third of the Desert Rose Band.
I still believe in you now.
Herb Peterson. Him and Chris Hillman are still out performing together as a Desert Rose Band, I do believe. Neil, can you confirm that? Are they still touring, or are they just kind of limited engagements?
Limited, I would say. I mean,
the other guy was John Jorgensen.
Right. We were fortunate enough to, meet, and you did a fine interview with those guys.
You know, you say it was fine. I think I could have done a better job.
Okay.
Really, I thought I thought it was probably fine on the surface, but I really felt that I could have delved deeper into the lives of Herb Peterson and Chris Hillman. Herb, by the way, here today is 78. Kate Pearson from the B-52s. Cindy Wilson are two of the gals that sing with the B-52s. They did their Rock Lobster. They had a Love Shack.
They had a Love Shack.
And then after that, they'd be roaming around the world with their song, Rome. Kate Pearson.
How old?
74 here nice. Today from Kiss.
I'm back in the New York groove.
Ace Frehley, guitarist.
Sure.
This was his solo hit, A New York Groove.
I'm back.
He's 71 today.
What I like about you. You hold me tight.
A lot of good music today.
Very
here are the
much
Romantics.
So. Yeah, good.
Tell me I'm the only one. Wanna come over tonight.
Lead singer from the Romantics, Wally Palmer. Wally. G. Wally Palmer. He's 68. That wasn't a big hit until Bud Light, I think. I think it was Bud Light that used it in a commercial. And then the song,
all of a sudden people
discovered it. And then, of course, they started playing it in stadiums, became part of stadium rock.
Sure.
And jock rock. 68 today for the lead singer of the Romantics.
Heard you've been making the rounds around here while I've been trying to make tears disappear. Now
the angelic voice of Sheena Easton. She's Scottish. I think last year I said she was Irish. Somebody called me out on it, and I said I would change my notes, and I did.
Nice work.
Usually when I say I'll change my notes, that's just BS. Yeah, right. Look how hard it is to do this almanac thing. We can't get everything right.
The lovely.
Very Sheena lovely. Easton. And this song charted country. This could be a what? Wait? That charted country.
Yes.
But it's not going to be in my top 10 because she also had charted the song We've Got Tonight with Kenny Rogers.
Right.
So that was naturally country on the charts because of Kenny Rogers. So it wasn't that surprising that one of her follow-up songs after that would actually get some country radio play, Neil.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
And she did a Bond theme, didn't she not?
For Your Eyes Only.
That's right, yeah.
Only for You, 63 today for Sheena.
My songs know what you
song about pyromaniacs, I think, which isn't good. Patrick Stump. He's the lead singer. He didn't change his name, I don't think. Fallout Boy.
I'm not familiar with, but I like the name.
That's a good sports arena
sure,
song,
38.
And then we have two rappers of the day today. Lizzo is 34.
Lizzo.
She has a connection here to us. Spent some time here in the Twin Cities with some of her musical career.
Okay.
In her formative years, building her career and getting it going. Studios and producers here. She's 34. She did a song that said something about the Minnesota Vikings in it.
Mm.
So now we kind of include her as one of us. And
would it surprise you if I said I never heard of her?
I would, because she's everywhere.
Okay.
I mean, she's on all kinds of shows, and they talk about her
and
everything. You know, if we could somehow get her into an episode of Gunsmoke, I don't know how, you know, maybe Doc's long-lost lover or something.
Right.
Lizzo is 34, and then rapper K-Camp is 32. Camp. I don't know K-Camp. I know Lizzo, but I don't know K-Camp.
Okay.
32 today.
All right, gone, but not forgotten. We've got several to get to here. Telegraph and Morse code inventor Samuel Morse. Oh, we're getting a message here.
That's SOS. Neil needs help.
What hath God wrought? Was the first message.
Yeah, it was an SOS.
What was it? 1791.
I thought his first message was, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Bring me a beer. Former President Ulysses S. Grant was born on this day, 1822. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. Top, I think you have to consider him in the top five hitters of all time. Rogers Hornsby hit over 400 three times. Won 7 batting titles.
Wasn't he in the dead ball era?
Yeah, he was in the 20s, teens and 20s, but played for 23 years. 1896. You would recognize the animator, the characters he created, Walter Lantz.
I'm Chilly Willy the Penguin. I shake until I'm blue. My head is hot and my feet are cold. Ha-ha-choo! Now what about the crocodiles along the River Nile? I'll bet they're all as warm as toast. They always seem to smile. I'm always Chilly Willy. I'm frozen through and through. My nose is red and my tail is tall. Ha-hee-ha-choo!
I was a big Chilly Willy fan.
Oh, you have to like Chilly Willy. Woody Woodpecker, Andy Panda, all were his creations. Walter Lantz, 1900. 22 years later, actor Jack Klugman.
Oh, that's a cop-out, and you know it. Now, are you going to sign this so we can bring the body back for another autopsy? Or are you going to stall until we're forced to dig it up again?
Dig it up bodies. Yep. And, he sounds like disappointed, but, actually, Quincy and his buddy Sam, they actually really like digging up bodies. Because they were getting to the bottom of a crime, Neil.
They were. They solved many of them.
Forensic science.
Yep. Of course, remember The Odd Couple, Tony Randall, to the TV show. Very talented. 1922. Civil rights leader Coretta Scott King, wife of Martin Luther King, Jr. She did a lot of fine things in her own right. 1927. And Hall of Fame voice disc jockey voices Casey Kasem.
Holy science fiction, Batman. What was that? Holy Houdini, Batman. There's no way to get out of here. Holy short stories, Batman. How will we ever get Superman, Wonder Woman, and Hawkman out of these books?
How are they going to do that? Of course, Hawkman. I love Hawkman. Justice, Neil. Right. Super Friends. He was the voice of Robin. Don't just think that he was the voice of Shaggy. He did a lot of other voices.
He sure did.
Including Robin on the Super Friends.
And nobody did the countdown any better, or the long distance. Dedications.
Did he really keep his feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars?
Well, he certainly reminded us.
Did he practice what he preached?
I think he did. I'd like to think he did. Casey Kasem, born on this day, 1932. R&B singer Cuba Gooding Sr.
Before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool.
That's early 70s R&B gold, Neil.
With the main ingredient, he's the father of Cuba Gooding Jr. as well, but a fine R&B singer, Cuba Gooding Sr., born on this day in 1944, and he was a guitar player for the group Badfinger, Peter Hamm.
If you want it, here it is, come and get it, make your mind up.
I want to say he did a lot of the vocals as well.
I think he did.
But you better hurry, cause it may not last.
I want to say that the Beatles wrote this song.
Did I hear you
say I think it was McCartney and Lennon.
I think you're right.
Will you walk away from a fool and his money?
That's Peter Hamm, born on this day, 1947. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed out on one.
His snowy hair was so much whiter.
Not Jim Ed Brown, but one of his sisters. Is it Bonnie or Maxine, Neil?
Well, let me flip a coin here. I'm going Bonnie today.
And Maxine.
Have I ever got one right?
Long I can't remember.
I think I got one of the four sisters.
You may have got lucky. Yeah, Maxine Brown, one of the Browns.
One of the Browns.
The Three Bells, and there's the old lamplighter. Born this day, 1932. Passed away in 2019, so pretty recently.
Very nice.
From the Browns.
And they're all gone.
Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Let's see what we have here for today's Bobathon No Repeat Workday. I thought you did a really nice job on yesterday's Bobathon, considering you've been gone for 3 days.
Right. It's like riding a bike.
Yep. Holly Dunn, There Goes My Heart Again.
Sure.
John Conley, I'm Only in It for the Love. Or Dan Seals in Good Times.
I'm thinking Dan Seals.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.